If you like tennis betting, William Hill offers the best in-play action you'll find. You can bet on the outrights, sets, games, and point by point. To guide you, there are stats, a court map, live action on William Hill TV, and dedicated experts looking for the best bets on the ATP and WTA tournaments on in-play radio. Plus, there'll be extended radio coverage of the Grand Slams. To get involved, tweet the studio at Will Hill In Play or email inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Daily Australian Open Tennis Podcast. My name is Mark Walton and I'm joined by William Hill's tennis expert, or resident tennis expert. It's not Nick Lester, it's Dave Kellner. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thank you. Mr. Walton, I'm looking forward to this 2 weeks we've got at the Australian Open. Already had some big shocks, particularly in the women's side of the draw. Eight seeds out in day one. Yeah. Anna Ivanovic, Angelique Kerber, Lucy Safarova, Carla Suarez Navarro, Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, Kuznetsova, Leshiki Bencic, all gone. So those big shocks in the women's side of the draw. But I think the biggest shock on day number one might have been Thanasi Kokkinakis, who beat Ernest Gulbis in five sets, 8-6 in the fifth. It was his first ever five-set match, a wild card, an Australian wild card. For him to play that sort of tennis on the biggest stage in front of his home fans, exceptional. And we actually talked about, when I did the pre-tournament podcast with Nick Lester, he's in Los Angeles now covering this tournament for ESPN. He said, watch out for Kokkinakis because he is one of the most promising Australian players on the circuit. They have got some big players coming through. He actually plays Samuel Groth now in the second round. That's an all-Australian matchup. Samuel Groth, he of the huge serve, is only 19 years old as well. So you've got an 18-year-old going up against a 19-year-old there. That should be a fascinating matchup as well.
Okay. Are these this year's Nick Kyrgios?
They could be. I think Thanasi Kokkinakis in particular.
He just likes saying his
name. I love saying his name. Fantastic name. I think he could be... Well, Nick told me that he's going to be a star of the future, so I tend to just believe everything he says, really.
Yeah.
To come through 8-6 in the fifth against a guy as experienced as Gulbis is pretty good going.
It is. Anything else stand out to you, Dave? Anybody you are particularly looking forward to seeing over the next few days?
Yes, and we'll come on to this match now. Alina Svitolina,
yes,
the young Ukrainian who's just 20 years old now, been on the circuit a couple of years, and apparently she's cash hungry. Everything she does, she's just driven by dollars, really. And she is going to be a force to be reckoned with. She's ranked 26 in the world now. She's taking on Yulia Putintseva in the early hours of tomorrow morning. I think she's going to win in straight sets. It's only 1-2. I think it's a very, very good bet. She first came to prominence when winning as a junior at Roland Garros back in 2010. Since then, she started working with Ian Hughes, who manages a team in Bath, a tennis team in Bath, and really experienced coach. And in this Australian Open last year, she beat Svetlana Kuznetsova here, went on to reach the third round before getting knocked out to Sloane Stephens. She's a much better player now. I think she advances in this. She's in the quarter with Serena Williams and Victoria Azarenka. I've actually backed her to win the quarter.
Right.
That's how highly I rate her. And I think 1-6 is obviously short, but I think she'll do away with Putintseva in straight sets at 1-2. They've actually met two times on tour, and Putintseva's won on both occasions, but those were a couple of years ago, and their career paths are on different trajectories now. Putintseva's down in the hundreds in terms of world ranking. Svitolina's up into 26 now,
yeah.
And she's got a huge future.
Okay. See how I craftily worked up there so I didn't have to say either of their names.
I did notice. Thank you for that.
Good. So Vitalina to win in straight sets there, then that's 1-2 on the William Hill website. Moving on to a couple of the men's matches. Nicolas Almagro takes on Kai Nishikori. Almagro is 11-2, Nishikori 1-10. I see you're searching for value here, Dave. You've gone for a 1-6 shot, now you've gone 1-10, yeah? Are you sided with Nishikori, by the way?
I am. I'm taking both straight sets wins, though,
yeah.
To get an odds against price here. So I'll take them both. It pays 1.35 to 1.
Just doing better than even money.
Admittedly, we're not going to get massively rich back in that, but I think it lands. Nishikori should beat him in straight sets. Nicolas Almagro's only played one game this year so far. That was in Sydney. Lost out to Pablo Cuevas in straight sets on a similar surface. Cuevas beat him 7-6, 6-4. He's had a long time out injured, Almagro, and that's the key here. He looked very shaky in that match. Didn't have his stride at all, Almagro. Nishikori, having reached last year's US Open final, I think he's a good bat. Loves this court as well, because the way the Australian Open courts are, the ball fluffs up early on in rallies and sits a little bit higher. It's perfect for a baseliner like Nishikori. So he wins in straight sets, I think, against Almagro. So I'll take him 3-love at 4-7.
Okay. Straight sets win there for Nishikori as well. The final one we're going to look at is Sam Querrey against Vasek Pospisil. It's even money for Querrey. Pospisil is 8-11. A bit tighter this one, Dave.
Yeah, and slightly inauspicious starts to the season, to the new year for both of them, really. Sam Querrey was beaten in Brisbane by Bernard Tomic, 7-5, 7-6. Then went on to play the second Australian Open hardcourt swing event in Sydney. Jeremy Shardy beat him 6-4, 6-4. Whereas Vasek Pospisil got one win in Sydney, beat Andreas Seppi 6-3, 7-6, then lost out to Julian Beneteau, who's pretty experienced, Beneteau. And if you're returning, these are just two huge servers, basically. If you're returning Pospisil's serve well, you can get him in trouble, and that's what Beneteau did, and beat him 7-6, 6-3. I just think Pospisil's a better player than when it's almost a pick 'em like this one is. I'm siding with who I think is the better player, and Pospisil, I just think, is a lot stronger than Querrey. They've got similar serves, but Pospisil stronger from the baseline. I played a lot of doubles recently. Well, Pospisil got a good result in the Hopman Cup as well over John Isner. Isner's a much better player than Querrey, similar mould but better. So I'll go Pospisil here. 8-11.
Okay. When you got two big players, big servers like this, DK,
yes,
it's something people obviously look at for going tie breaks and long in sets. Was that something you could consider here?
Yeah, I think this could go five sets as well. I saw five set. Just wanted a bigger price on five sets, really, and that's why I've ignored it at 7-4. But yeah, you could easily see one or two tie breaks in this match, definitely.
Okay, but you're siding with Pospisil?
I am going with Pospisil.
You're siding with him 3-2, 4-1. Tempt you with that?
Yeah, you could tempt me with that. 3-2 Pospisil at 4-1, 3-1 Pospisil at 16-5. But I'm going to play it safe and stick with the 8-11 on Pospisil, and hopefully we can kick off. What are we dubbing this podcast?
It's the Australian Open Best Bet Daily Tennis Podcast.
It doesn't even fit on one page.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
No. The title takes up three pages.
It does. Hopefully we'll be able to kick it off with a winning treble.
Mm. Well, 3-1 is the treble.
Yeah.
It's not bad at all.
I'll take that. Definitely take that.
Good stuff. Well, thank you very much, Dave. Good luck. And are you staying up this evening?
I'm not staying up this evening.
I'm disappointed, Dave.
I must get my beauty sleep back.
Yeah, you do need some of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. So there you go. That's the thoughts of Dave Kellner. His best bets for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the next instalment of Dave Kellner's Best Bets Tennis Podcast. Is that what we're calling it?
That sounds good to me. That sounds very good to me, Marcus.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.